It's All Night Jazz for a Wednesday night here on WUSF 89.7. I'm Mike Cornett, and you're in for a special treat. We've got a great quintet in our studio tonight. We're going to share some music with you. It's going to be led by Zach Bornheimer. Zach's got a Master's of Jazz Composition right here at the University of South Florida, and he's got a double show coming up tomorrow, double act concert. And that's Thursday the 26th, Roberts Recreation Center, 1246 50th Avenue North in St. Pete. 7 o'clock showtime. Lots of special guests. We've got some of them here and a few other folks that are going to be joining in. Zach, welcome to All Night Jazz.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, I'm glad you're here. You know, you're a man about town. You're an entrepreneur. You're doing all kinds of great stuff, and you've got a couple of acts coming tomorrow. Tell us who's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Roberts Recreation Center.
The opening act is the Kathy Lopez Sextet, which consists of Kathy Lopez on saxophone, James Suggs on trumpet, and La Lucha in the rhythm section, along with Gumby Ortiz. In my band, it will be me on saxophone, LaRue Nicholson on guitar, Alejandro Renes on bass, John O'Leary on piano, and Paul Gavin on drums.
But today we have a couple other folks sitting in today. So we have our own Dominic Walker from All Night Jazz on guitar. Hey, Dominic.
Hello.
Good to see you. And then also Alex DeLeon on drums. So thanks for coming, guys. Why don't we jump into some music? What are we going to hear?
We're going to start with Color Shift, which is a piece I wrote for my junior recital, which was recently selected for the ISJAC Composers Symposium Conference as one of the pieces that was going to be analyzed in the peer review.
Okay,
section.
So tell everybody what ISJAC is in case they don't know.
ISJAC is the International Society for Jazz Arrangers and Composers.
There we go. Okay, let's hear it now. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet here on All Night Jazz for a Wednesday night.
Thank you.
Very nice. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet, Color Shift, the name of that one. And Zach, that was wonderful. What was the inspiration behind the title?
So when I was actually thinking of that piece, I actually came up with different images, different colors, oddly enough, in my head to describe it. And each of those different sections kind of conveyed different stages of walking through a forest. The color of the bark I have on here, forest green, mahogany, azure. I'm going to pronounce that color.
That's correct.
You just walk through this dark forest, and all of a sudden, over time, you just notice all these different colors, and then all of a sudden, there's the sky. And now that I think about it, a lot of these pieces have that kind of a theme behind it. But it's that nice blue, like the light just opens up, and the way it changes in this piece, the kind of the kaleidoscope effect of colors kind of surprised me of how kind of effective that was in terms of concept to execution. At least I don't care really how people kind of perceive my music, but to me, it felt really like I was getting these colors. And that's kind of where the title came from.
I was feeling cascades of that. So that's really good. I like that. So you've had some experience in the past working with another great composer. That's Maria Schneider. Tell us about that.
I've been doing copy work for Maria for about almost a year now, actually. I think almost actually a year, probably this week. About last year, this time, I got an email from her to kind of start doing some copy work. I met her at USF when she was a guest artist here, and I was fortunate enough to play with her. Dom was in the band at that time, too.
What was that experience like?
That was kind of insane because she was one of my heroes, and still is. And just playing her music up close and kind of getting to hear the inspiration behind it. And then I also got to play Coming About, which was originally featuring a person I got to study with, Rick Margitza. And that whole period of my life kind of got monumentally changed. That was one of the pillars of that kind of period, getting to work with Maria.
Big shift for you.
Yeah, big shift.
What's the most important thing you might have learned from Maria Schneider? I mean, she's a pretty heavyweight composer, arranger. I mean, if you don't know who Maria is, I encourage you to go check it out and find out because she's very interesting and she does a lot of the same things that you've been doing lately with the colors and so forth. And so what's the most important thing you think was a takeaway for you from Maria Schneider?
I'd say it was kind of just attention to detail, really kind of knowing what your concept is, executing it, and really making sure that what you have on the page is either what you have in your head or you have the right people to help realize what's deep inside of your soul, you know? I mean, it really comes down to really kind of refining melody. And when I was studying with Chuck, I got very similar things. It's kind of striking how similar the things I've learned from Maria and things I've learned from Chuck are. In fact, one of the pieces here, Tranquil Storm, which is the following tune, is actually something that she kind of inspired me to write.
Okay.
I was taking her to the airport, and she said, because I was getting ready, I was telling her about the whole thing with the RSMI program I was getting ready to do, the Ravinia Staines Institute, and she said, don't just write a tune, write something that feels through, like fully thought out, fully fleshed out, and that's how Tranquil Storm came to be. And then she showed me the thing with modes changing, so being able to identify the darkness and lightness of different sounds and being able to control that and then having kind of a scientific approach to that. And that kind of changed the way I improvise and the way I think about different sounds in general.
We're talking with Zach Bornheimer, who's going to be making an appearance tomorrow night as part of a double act concert tomorrow at Roberts Recreation Center in St. Pete, 7 o'clock showtime. And he'll be performing with his quintet. And opening up is going to be Kathy Lopez with James Suggs and Gumby Ortiz and members of La Lucha. We got a couple of members from La Lucha here in our studio as well. John O'Leary's joining us, Alejandro Arenas. So welcome, everyone. Zach, why don't we hear some more music? What else have you got for us?
This next piece is called Red Moon, and the title came after I wrote it. It's another one about color.
Okay, there we go. Zach Bornheimer. Thank you. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet here in our studios at WUSF 89.7 and All Night Jazz. And Zach's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Roberts Recreation Center with most of the folks in this band, but also some other special guests. And one of the ones that I don't think we mentioned was Whitney James is going to be there, who's also one of my announcers. So we have WUSF's going to be repped there. We have Dominic Walker in our studio here today playing guitar, smiling at me sort of with a pick in his mouth. And, you know, I like watching you play, Zach. You're on the balls of your feet. You're like a fighter. You're like a lightweight, like up there. You know, like, man, that was fun. Tell us about Ravinia and the music festival there and your association with the RSMI and what's going on with all that.
Yeah, last year I was fortunate enough to go up to Chicago in Highland Park as a fellow nominated by Rufus Reed to go and be a part of their program for jazz, which was an amazing experience involving 15 total people, including the three faculty members, Rufus Reed, Billy Childs, Nathan Davis. And in there, we got kind of in these flex combos where there were two horns in some form and a rhythm section, and we got to kind of rotate. And we had two rehearsals a day for about 5 days, and then we got put in a combo with a faculty advisor, and then we rehearsed and we performed. I think it was at the Martin Theater. And that was a life-changing experience because I got to work with all the faculty, and I got to hear my music played by different fantastic musicians. It's an international kind of selection process by invitation only. So the people there were just straight up monsters. It was fantastic to do. And they're all really cool. So once I got to do that, I really enjoyed it, and I kind of begged to come back. And then Rufus, Billy, and Nathan kind of nominated me to go back as part of the All-Star Quintet, one of five selected from the fellows. And I went back in December. And when I was up there, I was talking to the now director of Ravinia, Molly, I forgot her last name, Molly, and I was telling her that I wanted to come back again because they have great accommodations, great facilities, great everything. It's so nice. And she said, all right, win the Bridges competition. It's a composition competition. So I did. And
just did.
Okay. Yeah. And John O'Leary and Alejandro are on the recording, as well as Paul Gavin, who's going to be performing tomorrow night with us. And it was my piece Haunted Lullaby of the Forgotten, which is a string quartet with jazz rhythm section. And it was selected from like a blind kind of application process. So they didn't know it was me. And I'm really glad I get to go back this time. And I'm going back in June again.
Now that competition, the Bridges competition, that's named for David Baker, great jazz educator who played with George Russell and a host of other folks, trombonist, later cello player after he couldn't play trombone any longer, and also headed up Indiana University's college jazz program for years and years. And you also mentioned Nathan Davis, who worked with Eric Dolphy, who also worked with David Baker, and as well as Kenny Clark, Ray Charles, Slide Hampton, and Art Blakey. What was it like working with Nathan? He just passed away like 3 weeks ago. So yeah. Tell us about your relationship with Nathan Davis.
I met him at Ravinia, and I was in his combo, and I rehearsed with him the most of, I think, everybody. I think I had like 8 rehearsals with him in the 7 days I was there. And that was life-changing because he's worked with everybody who's anybody. And he had so many great stories. Like, he and Joe Henderson developed In-N-Out playing together. He taught Woody Shaw some ideas when he just started, like how to practice and like help Woody become Woody. And then I got a lesson with him, a part of a group lesson, and it was 3 saxophone players, because he ended up giving us like a 2-hour lesson. And he kind of blew all of our minds. And I actually have his practice notebook. He let me make a photocopy of his material, and he talked like through what he showed Woody Shaw that made Woody Shaw Woody Shaw, and all of the stuff that he thought would take our playing to the next level, kind of how to play a certain way that really isn't explored a lot today, but is kind of the fundamental root and the secret to like Coltrane's playing, Miles Davis's playing, all of the bebop players, all the post-bop players, all the avant-garde players.
Well, you got to give it up now.
Yeah.
What is it?
It's a really musical, technical thing, and it's basically just use your ear.
Okay.
And what's on the page, what you hear, as long as you know what it is, go with it. Doesn't matter what it is, just go with what your heart's telling you to do. And then if you have enough musical language backing you up, it'll sound good, you know, because it's language. If you use it in a way that makes sense to you, It'll make sense to other people.
Okay.
And if it doesn't, you haven't found the right people to listen.
There you go. Okay. You just have to find your audience, in other words.
Exactly.
There you go.
This next piece I actually wrote for the Ravinia program.
Let's hear it. What's it called?
This one's called Tranquil Storm.
And what's it about?
Oddly enough.
Aside from the obvious, but.
Oddly enough, I wrote it about the sky and a storm on the ocean.
Okay.
And coincidentally, a few months after I wrote it, we had that big hurricane.
Ah.
It was a nice coincidence.
So you were kind of like foreseeing the future when you wrote this song, you think?
I tend to do that with all of my songs. <I'm kidding. laughs> All of my songs are foreseeing the future.
There we go. Okay. Yeah. All right. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet live in our studio here at WUSF 89.7, Tranquil Storm. Thank you. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet here. Tranquil Storm. And could you feel that? Could you feel the storm kind of building and building? A little inside the piano technique from John O'Leary there. And then it just started, just kind of crescendoed and then kind of faded away. Just like a real storm. Hey, I like that. Dominic Walker on guitar, Alejandro Reynos on bass, and Alex DeLeon on drums. Zach Bornheimer here on saxophone. And again, Zach's going to be appearing in a double act concert tomorrow at the Roberts Recreation Center. That's at 1246 50th Avenue North in St. Pete, 7 o'clock showtime. I noticed in your CV, Zach, that you listed something here about the Very Special Arts International Young Soloists Award. Tell us about that.
My roommate, Paul Gavin, won that award a few years back, and he suggested that I apply. So I did, and the first year I did, I got rejected. And the second year, which was, I think, this year, I was named as one of the finalists. So while I didn't make it to the final round, I am now amongst the finalists who've, you know, been in the competition.
And so, and the VSA is associated with Kennedy Center, correct?
That's correct, in Washington.
Kennedy Center for the Arts. So I just wanted to make that association with that, because that seems fairly prestigious. So that's congratulations on getting as far as you got.
Thank you so much. It was the first international saxophone thing I've ever been a finalist for.
I'm sure it won't be the last. It's been enjoyable watching you guys play. You got one more for us, correct?
I do. It's called Sunny Morning.
Sunny Morning. It's all about the weather with you.
Well, it's actually a play on words for this one.
Okay. Tell us about it.
It's based on one of my favorite tunes of all time. It's a Kenny Dorham tune that I heard first on the Sonny Rollins recording, Nuke's Time. It's called Asiatic Rays, and it's also known as Lotus Blossom. And the way I originally came up with the title was Sonny's a play on Sonny, obviously. But originally it was Out the Door on a Sunny Morning, because Dorham.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay.
And then it got shortened to Sunny Morning.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I wrote it on a sunny morning at Ravinia, actually, in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Well, let's hear it now. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet. Zach Bornheimer and his quintet. Zach, thanks a lot, guys. Zach's going to be performing tomorrow night at the Roberts Recreation Center, 1246 50th Avenue North in St. Pete, 7 o'clock showtime. It's going to be a double act set. Kathy Lopez, saxophonist, is going to be starting it off with James Suggs and Gumby Ortiz. And then Zach's going to come along with his quintet, including LaRue Nicholson, Paul Gavin, and special guest Whitney James. So, Zach, thanks again for hanging out with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Perfect. We appreciate it. Thanks.